Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, we'll learn about heart murmurs in cats, how to prepare to bring a new cat into your home, and an important warning about acetaminophen or Tylenol. We'll start with heart murmurs. This was published in Vet Street. Heart murmurs are detected when a veterinarian listens to a cat's heart and hears a whooshing sound or other noise, in addition to the heartbeat. It's not always a reason for concern, but it can be. In cats, common causes include overactive thyroid gland, high blood pressure, heart defects, and thickening of the heart muscle. If your cat has difficulty breathing, seems weak, loses weight, doesn't want to eat, or suddenly collapses, he could have a heart condition. Treatments can include surgery or addressing any underlying issues that may be causing the murmur. Overview. A heart murmur is an abnormal sound that a veterinarian hears when listening to a cat's heart through a stethoscope. Normally, a veterinarian hears two sounds, a lub and a dub, which are the sounds of the heart valves closing as blood circulates through the heart. An additional whooshing sound or other noise known as a heart murmur is usually associated with a disturbance of the normally smooth flow of blood through the heart. Veterinarians rank the intensity or loudness of a heart murmur in grades from 1 to 6, with 1 being barely audible and 6 being the loudest. There's also a 1 to 5 ranking system that works the same way. These grades do not necessarily correlate with the severity of heart conditions. They merely are one of several ways that veterinarians attempt to characterize the murmur. Though it's not considered normal, a heart murmur is not always a condition for concern. It may, however, be an indication of a heart problem. Depending on your cat's condition, the veterinarian may want to perform additional diagnostic tests to determine the cause of the murmur. Symptoms and identification. Heart murmurs are caused by any number of conditions that can create turbulence in the flow of blood through the heart. In cats, common causes for heart murmurs include hyperthyroidism, which is an excess of thyroid hormone, high blood pressure, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is thickening of the heart muscle walls, heart valve deficiencies or blockages, defects in the heart walls, blood clots within the heart, heartworm disease, which is rare, anemia, and severe dehydration. Occasionally, a veterinarian may detect a heart murmur in a young kitten, though this may indicate the presence of a congenital heart condition, a defect the kitten was born with. In many cases, it is what is called an innocent murmur, meaning that it is not related to a heart problem. These murmurs usually disappear by the time the animal is about 4 months of age. If a murmur does not resolve, your veterinarian may recommend diagnostic testing to investigate it further. Not all cats with a heart condition show outward signs. However, if you have been told that your cat has a heart murmur, you should watch for signs such as these: difficulty or rapid breathing, congestion or noisy breathing, loss of appetite, unexplained weight loss, weakness, lethargy or tiredness, or collapse. If your cat shows signs of open mouth breathing or panting, gray or blue gums or tongue, or leg paralysis, seek veterinary help immediately. To determine the cause of a heart murmur, your veterinarian may recommend a number of tests, such as blood tests, including thyroid and heartworm tests, chest radiographs or x-rays to assess the heart, blood vessels, and lungs, an ECG or electrocardiogram, an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound exam to evaluate heart structure and function, and blood pressure tests. Treatment. Treatment depends on the cause of the heart murmur and your cat's condition. If your cat is not showing signs of heart disease other than the murmur, your veterinarian may choose to monitor your cat and provide treatment only if signs occur. In some cases, such as when heart murmurs are caused by hyperthyroidism, anemia, or dehydration, treatment of those conditions may resolve the heart murmur completely. If the murmur is caused by a congenital heart condition, surgery may be recommended. In other cases, the heart murmur may remain, but medications can help make your cat more comfortable and improve your pet's longevity. Now, if you're thinking about bringing a new cat into your home, here are some tips for the first 30 days of cat adoption. This is by Sarah Kent, Director of Shelter Outreach at Petfinder. Be prepared should be your mantra when bringing a new pet into your home. Cats are particularly sensitive to new surroundings, and some may hide under a bed or in a closet for days or even weeks. You can avoid pitfalls with your new critter and help him or her adapt more easily by following these guidelines. Before you bring your cat home, cats are territorial, and coming into a new home leaves them feeling really uneasy. There's all that unexplored space, and who knows what may lurk there. Do him a favor and provide a small area to call his own for the first few days or weeks. A bathroom or laundry room works well. Furnish the room with cat amenities such as food, water, and a litter box. You'll want to spend time with your cat, so make sure there's a comfortable place for you to sit as well. Fill a litter box with 1 or 2 inches of litter and place it in his room where he can use it undisturbed. After all, everyone deserves a modicum of privacy when pottying, and giving him that will help forestall litter box aversion. Set up a feeding station with food and water bowls located away from the litter box. Cats love to get away from it all in small spaces, and you can provide one for your cat as his own little safe haven. If he came home in a cat carrier, that might be a good choice. You can also make one by cutting a doorway for her in the end of the box. If you prefer, you can buy a covered cat bed at a pet supply store. In either case, make sure the space is big enough for the cat to stand up and turn around in. Cat feng shui probably requires that he or she be able to see the door to the room from his hiding place, so he won't be startled. A cat's claws need to be worn down, and they do this by scratching on things. Since you prefer, I'm sure, that it not be your chairs or sofa, provide your cat with a socially acceptable scratching space. Some types are made of corrugated cardboard and lie on the floor. Others are posts, which have to be tall enough so that the cat can extend himself upward to scratch. You can encourage your cat to use the post by sprinkling it with catnip or dangling a toy at the top. He'll get the idea. You'll probably want a scratching post in each room where there is soft furniture, perhaps blocking access to it. You can also install sticky tape, available at pet supply stores, to corners of upholstered furniture to dissuade the scratching. Look at your house with a curious cat's eye view for its climbing and exploring potential. When your cat is acclimated to your home, you may be surprised to find him on top of the upper kitchen cabinets or the refrigerator. So make sure there's nothing on display there or on other high shelves that can be damaged or knocked off. Look for holes or registers that leave ductwork accessible and cover them up. A kitten can easily slither into one of these. You won't want firemen in the house jackhammering the concrete floor to extract your cat. If possible, buy a cat tree for your new family member. Cats like to survey their territory, so a high perch is often a favored resting place. If there are other human family members, go over the ground rules about your new pet. Remind them not to startle him and to keep the door to his room shut. Bone up on how to introduce your cat to other pets. Keep her door closed and don't let your other pet race in unexpectedly. On the first day, now you are ready for your cat's homecoming, preferably bring her home in a cat carrier. It will feel safer to her. She has seen a lot of excitement, so take her directly to her new room. Make sure the toilet lid is down if she's to acclimate in the bathroom. Ideally, you would restrict her exposure to the whole family, but naturally, everyone is going to want to see her. Remind them of the ground rules you've set up. Sit on the floor and let her come to you. Don't force her. Just let her get acquainted on her own time. If she doesn't approach, leave her alone and try again later. Some cats are particularly frightened, and she may retreat to a hiding place and not come out when you're around at all. She may only come out at night when the house is quiet. Give her time. Your newly adopted cat may not eat much or at all at first. It's best to give your cat the same food she had at the shelter or in her foster home, at least at first. Keeping some things familiar will make her feel more secure. Be sure to change her water frequently and make sure that she's drinking. If your cat hasn't eaten for a few days, call your vet to ask for advice. In the following weeks, it may take your cat a week or two to adjust. Be patient. Within a week of being adopted, take your newly adopted cat for her first wellness visit with a veterinarian. If you have a record of immunizations from the shelter, take it with you. As your cat adjusts, she'll show signs that she wants to explore outside her safe haven. Make sure other pets or family members won't startle her while she gradually expands her territory. She may be ready to play, so you can furnish some toys. Many cats like feather wands from the pet store, but homemade toys are often favored. A wad of tissue paper to bat around or a paper bag to hide in can be fun. Congratulations! If you follow these tips, you'll be on your way to having a well-adjusted feline family member. What if your cat is sneezing? When I adopted Lily from a rescue, she was a kitten, she just a few months old. She came home with a kennel cold. Every night after I fell asleep, she would climb up and sneeze in my face 10 times in a row without stopping. Aside from the fact that I was losing sleep, I was concerned about Lily's health. Of course, I took her to the veterinarian to have her checked out. The vet said it was a cold and that her kitten immune system would have to fight it off. He said it would be gone in about 3 weeks. Yes, 3 weeks. It did last that long, but then thankfully it went away and she was fine. From Pet Health Network, Dr. Mike Paul, DVM, tells us about 7 causes of cat sneezing. He writes, "Ever see a little kitten wrinkle its nose and let out a cute little sneeze? It sounds kind of like psst, and may or may not be accompanied by a few droplets. We all sneeze on occasion, and for what is seemingly no reason. As you might imagine, if your cat sneezes once in a while and is otherwise active and normal, it is probably nothing to worry about. However, if your cat sneezes are more than occasional or are accompanied by blood or mucus, or if your cat has a concurrent discharge from his eyes or also has a cough, the sneeze may be a sign of a more significant problem. Whether you're concerned or just curious, let's check to see for some possible reasons why your kitty might sneeze. First, a simple benign tickle. This may be the most obvious cause for sneezing. A simple tickle in the cat's nose, such as a bit of dust or a mild chemical irritant, can cause a reflexive sneeze. Think of the animated cat that sneezes when he inhales a bit of pepper. This kind of sneezing is not unlike scratching a tickle or an itch. 2, respiratory infections. Another common cause of sneezing is associated with a respiratory infection, most often a viral infection. That's right, our feline friends can get colds too. Likely infectious diseases include herpes virus, Khaleesi virus, chlamydia infections, and bacterial infections such as mycoplasma. Less commonly seen fungal infections can also cause sinus disease that results in nasal inflammation. Viral respiratory infections may be accompanied by a cough and even more commonly by excessive tearing or discharge accumulating in the eyes. 3 is chemical irritants. On occasion, a noxious smell or chemical fumes associated with various solvents can produce inflammation of the membranes of the nose and sinuses. Sneezing is the body's way of ridding itself of that irritation. Some cats can also be sensitive to inhaled tobacco smoke, perfumes, and various chemicals. 4 is foreign bodies. Nasal foreign bodies such as blades of grass or grass awns can find their way into the nasal cavity. The result is first irritation, and if the object is not expelled, sneezed out, there is a likelihood of a nasal infection. 5 is dental disease. Dental disease can cause sneezing, particularly involving root infections. Infections of the feline tooth can allow bacteria to establish in the nasal sinus, with resulting inflammation and sneezing. 6 is allergies to pollens. Pollen allergies are much less common in cats than in people, but are not unheard of either. And finally, intranasal vaccines. Vaccines that fight against respiratory infections frequently cause sneezing for a few days after they are administered. The sneezing generally lasts for only a few days and goes away on its own, requiring no treatment. If your cat sneezes only occasionally, no treatment is generally needed. However, if your cat has other symptoms such as discharge from the nose and eyes, the presence of blood or mucus in the nose, decreased activity, or loss of appetite, have your cat examined by your veterinarian. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That, from Monroe Veterinarian Associates Pet Health Library. Acetaminophen or Tylenol poisoning alert for dogs and cats, by Dr. Colleen M. Elmgren, DVM, of Pet Poison Helpline. Important: acetaminophen or Tylenol is very dangerous to dogs and cats. Acetaminophen, also called Tylenol or paracetamol or APAP, and acetyl-p-aminophenol, is a pain relief and fever-reducing medicine people use for many types of pain. It's a popular over-the-counter oral medication used alone or in combination with medications for headaches, pain, colds, flu, and menstrual discomfort. It's often combined with other drugs, including aspirin, opioids, antihistamines, decongestants, and caffeine. Acetaminophen comes in tablets, capsules, gel caps, melt-away forms, rectal suppositories, and liquid forms, all of which can be easily digested by curious critters. And because you can find acetaminophen in just about any household with dogs and cats, unfortunately, pets are sometimes too easily exposed to accidental poisoning. Why is acetaminophen or Tylenol toxic or poisonous for dogs and cats? While acetaminophen is generally safe at the recommended dose for humans, for dogs and cats, acetaminophen is toxic, meaning poisonous or even deadly. Relatively small doses, a single pill or even a small piece of a pill, can be toxic or deadly to any animal species: cats, dogs, ferrets, birds, pigs, primates, and many others. Why? Because the metabolism, the mechanisms for breaking down and removing the drug from the body, is often different in animals than it is in humans. For acetaminophen, the altered or abnormal liver metabolism in certain animals puts them at greater risk of harm from acetaminophen exposure. How much acetaminophen is toxic or poisonous for dogs or cats? For cats, it has a narrow margin of safety, and in general, any dose or even tiny doses are considered poisonous. Abnormal red blood cell damage can occur quickly. For dogs, the toxic amount depends on the weight and health of your dog. The larger the dose ingested, the greater the risk. In dogs, liver damage and dry eye can occur. With very high doses, abnormal red blood cell damage can occur. What should I do if my dog or cat eats acetaminophen? If your pet is not doing fine, please follow the emergency instructions below. If your dog or cat is showing any signs of distress, immediately and safely transport your pet to your veterinarian or closest veterinary emergency clinic. Scoop up and take any evidence with you, such as the pill bottle, even if it's chewed, the remaining pills, and any additional information you may have. In addition, it may be helpful to take an old blanket or some towels, as poisoned pets may become nauseated and vomit during the car ride. Vomitus should be checked for any evidence of and amount of pill material present before being discarded. If you can't do this, save the evidence, and in most cases, your veterinarian staff will check this for you. If the exposure just occurred and your pet appears to be stable, get life-saving treatment advice immediately by contacting your veterinarian or pet poison helpline, the Pet Poison Helpline, a 24/7 animal poison control at 800-213-6680. Try to stay calm and provide the information requested by your veterinarian or pet poison helpline. This information is critical to providing the best possible care options for your dog or cat and to identify if and how poisonous it is. To the best of your ability, provide the following information. Accurate account of the incident, including when it occurred. The amount of medication missing, if you know how many were there before. Have someone count the pills while you call for assistance. If any other ingredients were in the pills, such as an antihistamine, caffeine, etc. Your pet's medical history, including what other medication they may be on. Always consider that any pet with access to medications may have had access to acetaminophen or Tylenol pills. So mention all pets to your veterinarian and pet poison helpline that could have been potentially exposed. The earlier your pet is treated, the less expensive and better the chance for a safe and successful outcome. What are the signs of acetaminophen or Tylenol poisoning in a dog or cat? Pets may show no signs initially, or they may exhibit nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, lethargy, depression, blue gums, weakness, rapid or difficulty breathing, collapse, coma, edema, which is swelling of the face and paws, especially in cats, transient keratoconjunctivitis, cica, which is dry eye in dogs, dark urine and blood, and pale, dark, or muddy mucous membranes in the gums. If the ingested acetaminophen was combined with other drugs, such as caffeine, antihistamines, or opioids, your pet may exhibit additional signs, including changes in mental status, ataxia, which is walking as if drunk, hyperactivity, agitation, tremors, seizures, increased or decreased heart rate, changes in blood pressure, and body temperature. How is acetaminophen or Tylenol poisoning diagnosed in a dog or cat? Your veterinarian will likely make a presumptive diagnosis if it's possible or known exposure to acetaminophen or your pet has any of the clinical signs mentioned above. There's a test to detect acetaminophen levels in the blood, but often it can only be run at a specialized laboratory or human hospital. In most cases, it takes too long to receive results, but because treatment must be started promptly for the health and safety of your pet. In some cases, testing may be used to help confirm the initial diagnosis. Is there an antidote for acetamin poisoning? There's no specific antidote for acetaminophen toxicosis, but your veterinarian can administer drugs such as NAC, also known as mycomist, and acetadote, antioxidants such as vitamin C, and liver protectants such as SAMe and milk thistle to greatly reduce the risk of liver damage and methemoglobinemia if given sooner after the exposure. Seek veterinary attention immediately if you think your dog or cat has been poisoned by acetaminophen, as NAC must be started as soon as possible to prevent poisoning. How is acetaminophen poisoning treated in dogs and cats? Your veterinarian will provide treatment that's tailored to the patient's condition when he or she arrives at the clinic. In general, Treatment consists of decontamination, baseline blood work and frequent monitoring of liver values, liver protectants, such as NAC, SAMe, and marin, and intravenous or IV fluids. In severely affected patients, additional therapy may be necessary, including oxygen therapy, blood transfusions, monitoring the body's ability to clot, and additional symptomatic and supportive care. What's the prognosis for a dog or cat's recovery if exposed to acetaminophen? In general, the sooner you get treatment and the more aggressive it is, the better the prognosis or chance of recovery for your pet. It can depend on many factors, including the initial health of your pet, the amount of acetaminophen ingested, whether any other drugs were combined with the acetaminophen, how soon decontamination was performed, and whether the pet showed any signs of liver damage, coagulopathy, which is bleeding disorder, methemoglobinemia, or anemia at the time treatment was initiated. Can I prevent my dog or cat from swallowing acetaminophen or Tylenol? Yes. Here are some tips to pet-proof your home and keep them safe. Never give any human medication to your pet without first consulting your veterinarian. Keep all medications out of the reach of your pet. If you drop a pill and can't find it, first confine your pet to another area of the home and then continue your search for the missing medication. Pets are quick and will often grab it before you can find it. In many cases, even one dropped pill may pose a significant risk for your pet. Pets are curious and often love to check items in the home, including purses, backpacks, lunchboxes, and suitcases. Remind children and visitors to keep all medications, including vitamins and supplements, out of your pet's reach. The Pet Poison Helpline is an animal poison control service available 24 hours, 7 days a week for pet owners and veterinary professionals who require assistance treating a potentially poisoned pet. Pet Poison Helpline is available in North America by calling 800-213-6680. 800-213-6680. And additional information can be found online at petpoisonhelpline.com. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.